Welcome to That Anger Management Crap. I'm your host, Matthew Plotner. Each week, I will cover a topic related to anger and its many subtleties and nuances. I've heard it said many times from many people, I don't need that anger management crap. I hope that this podcast will show you that it's not all about take a deep breath and count to 10, that real help for real anger is what can make the difference. Stay tuned as we explore this complex emotion. Welcome back to another episode of the show. Today I'm going to talk about an idea that I hear all the time from people in my classes, from people in the Facebook groups I'm a part of, from people in just pretty much every walk of life. I hear this idea, and it's this idea that I'm not really responsible for my own anger, right? We want to place it on something outside of us. We want to place it on traffic or the guy that cut us off or my boss is an ass, right? Or my wife is just bitching constantly or whatever, right? We want to place that reason for our anger on something outside of ourselves, right? And I get it. It makes sense. I do it. We've all done it, right? It's easier and it doesn't feel so bad, right? We can take away some of the sting and some of the problems that we have from our anger if we can place that stimulus on or the cause of that anger on something else, right? It's something else is the reason I'm angry. And unfortunately for you guys and for myself, right, that's not the case. We are always responsible for our own anger. We are always responsible for the reason we're angry, right? And I think the reason we have this misconception of it is this idea of cause versus stimulus, right? We get them sort of confused, right? It plays out pretty basic, right? Think about you're coming home from work, right? And it's a Friday afternoon. You just got your bonus check or whatever. You made reservations for you and your wife to go out to dinner. You're really excited to get home. It's going to be an awesome evening. It's going to be a fun time. And now all of a sudden you're stuck in traffic, right? You're sitting still. You can't not go anywhere. You're probably going to be angry, right? You're probably going to be upset. And the idea is you're going to think, oh, well, I'm upset, I'm angry, I'm frustrated because of traffic, which isn't true. I'll give you an example of why that's not true. Let's take the same situation. You're stuck in traffic. But this time, before you left work, your wife calls, your girlfriend calls, your fiance calls, whoever calls. Somebody calls you and says, hey, when you get home, so-and-so, somebody you're not a big fan of, somebody you don't like, is going to be there for dinner. Right, now you're stuck in traffic again. You're sitting still. But this time, I'll bet you're not as angry. But this time, you're actually relieved. This time, you probably have turned on the radio. You're kicking back. You're like, sweet, no problem. This is a great thing. What's the difference? The difference is the stimulus. The cause is the same. The cause is the traffic. But the stimulus has changed, right? The stimulus has gone from I want to get home to I don't want to get home, right? And that comes from our belief in the situation. The first situation where we're stuck in traffic, we're wanting to get home to our wife. Our belief is I'm missing out, right? This is a bad thing. The other one, when we're stuck in traffic because we don't want to get home, it's not a bad thing, right? It's an okay thing. It's a good thing even, right? So the situation, the cause hasn't changed. What's changed is our mindset, right? So how do we... What's the difference? How do we change our mindset from one of anger to one of not anger, to one of even acceptance or happiness or joy, right? It's done by changing those irrational beliefs, right? If I don't have a belief that things are supposed to go a certain way, if I don't have a belief that people are supposed to treat me a certain way, if I don't have these beliefs that cause me to have a constant need to be right or to be accepted or to be whatever, right? If I get rid of those irrational beliefs, whatever they are, right? I don't know what yours are, find them, challenge them for yourself, right? But if I get rid of those irrational beliefs, right, now that anger goes away. And instead I think, oh, well, it's unfortunate that I'm stuck in traffic when I would like to be home with my wife, but it's not the end of the world. It's not the worst thing that's ever happened to me. It's not the worst thing that's ever going to happen to me. right? And with that in mind, we can change that thought process. Same thing happens when, for instance, we get into an argument with our wife. Let's say for me, it's she is working a lot, right? My wife right now is working 12-hour days. And for a while, it would make me really angry. It still aggravates me a little bit, but that's for a different podcast, right? But she's working 12-hour days, and I had to literally change my mindset from, this is the worst thing that's happened to me. It's taking away all of my time with her. It's taking away our evenings together. It's taking away the time with our kids we could spend together. This is awful. This is terrible. This is the worst thing in the world. I had to change that mindset to, this is okay. I can deal with this. I have to step up, do more cooking around the house, do more cleaning in the evenings. I have to do more work around the house than what I want to do. But is that really so terrible? Is that really such a bad thing? The answer I came up with for myself was, no, it's not really that bad. I can handle this. This isn't the worst thing that's ever happened to me, right? And with that change, that anger, that resentment, that bitterness towards her has started to go away. It's not totally gone away. This isn't an overnight process, unfortunately, right? I wish it was, but it's not. It's something you have to work on every day. Every time I feel that anger, that bitterness, that resentment build, I have to check myself. I have to, okay, roll back that irrational belief, that belief that she's doing this to me back. And I have to roll it back to, this is something that is happening, right? Take the cause out of the stimulus, right? The stimulus is, the situation is unfortunate. It stinks. It's awful. But it's not the worst thing in the world, right? It's something I could live with. With that in mind, I've came across a quote today that I really enjoy. It's by Joel Osteen. And what it says is, every day we have plenty of opportunities to get angry, stressed, or offended. But what you're doing when you indulge these negative emotions is giving something outside of yourself power over your happiness. You can choose to not let things upset you. That is perfect, right? I think that when we choose anger, where you're giving our power for our own happiness to somebody else, to something else, right? And so we have to make that choice that we want our anger back, or we want our happiness, I'm sorry, back in our own hands. We want our joy back in our own hands. We don't want to make it somebody else's responsibility for us to be happy, for us to be joyful, for us to be content, for us to be whatever verb you choose to use in that moment, right? Or noun, whatever it is. I don't know. I'm terrible at English, right? You want to keep that power to yourself. Why give that away? Why give somebody else control over you and your emotions? Keep that for yourself, right? With that note, guys, thanks for joining me.